Okay, we're playing.
Here's what you gotta do. You gotta put the lime, you gotta put it in the coconuts. Are you gonna reset? Is it done?
It is. I haven't encoded yet, and I have to,
The dessert finished?
It's my feet, I'm sorry.
Gross, Jay.
Sorry.
Did dessert finish?
Yeah, he finished.
Wait, when we buy a house, I'm gonna put a sink right by the doorway so people wash their feet when they come in.
No, it was because of my sandals.
Ew, it doesn't work.
It's a lie, I'm connected.
So is this a lot better now? They can hear you.
Oh, they can hear me. Oh, that's weird. Sorry.
Yet our best trained, best educated, best equipped, best prepared troops refuse to fight. Matter of fact, it's safe to say that they would rather switch than fight.
Hey! check this out, man.
Okay, talk to me about the future of Public Enemy.
Future of Public Enemy got a...
Come on down to Buster's Bait Shop, where you grub and crawlers, one-stop bobbers, hooks and poles and nets and line. So if your son or pappy's wishing to do some bass or crappy fishing, come to Buster's and have a real good time.
Buster's Bait Shop. Master baiters since 1923.
俺は未来なんかどうでもいい。この世界を救うなんてことに興味はない。それに俺はあんたを信じてない。もし俺に未来を決めるほどの力があるなら、なぜ真剣をさっさと渡さなかった。 俺は天の竜も地の竜も関係ない。俺は世界がどうなればいいのかなんてわからない。天の竜だろうと地の竜だろうと俺には関係ない。ただ俺はただ小鳥と風魔が幸せに暮らしていける場所を守りたい。
When the world
Come on, dude. Just take one hit. Don't you want to be cool? Hey, man. What are you doing?
I'm so high. Nothing can hurt me.
No!
RDS kills.
I love that shit.
Hi. Hello.
Yay.
Hi. Welcome to the new AMV radio.
Yep.
It's our first show here, so bear with us. We've never done this before.
What says we have?
Shut up, dude. It's an entirely new show. No one knows about us. I'm Coop.
And I'm SNH Knives.
Or Sheesh Knives, for sure.
Sheesh Knives.
Alright, we played three songs at the start there. The first song was Public Enemy Fight the Power, as requested by Mexican Junior. The second song was Kamui Dialogue Mix, as requested by... who's this person? I can't read the name. I give up. And the third song...
Suck.
Oh, no, that was by Angel X03. That's the one that requested that one. And the last song was Fallout Boy 7 Minutes in Heaven. And I don't think anyone requested this song.
What are you talking about? Yes, I did.
Who? You're a liar. Oh, yeah, Scoob INSMDBZ. I don't know who that is.
Really? You're an idiot.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Well, anyways, yeah, okay, if you didn't notice, there's actually only a 2-second lag between when we actually say this as opposed to the 30-second lag that we used to have on RDS Radio. This is due to the fact that we're actually running off the org servers right now, and thanks a lot to Dirobert for helping me set that up.
Thanks to everyone from AV.org. I mean, this is great to be actually be affiliated and such.
Yeah.
And
so, if you didn't...
Thanks to Fade for supporting our move over to the org servers, and thanks to Pizeri for making me a mod, etc.
Are you doing, like, a thank you speech right now?
Yeah, man. Yeah, so respect.
Okay, and tonight we will be interviewing Gambit from Night Owl Productions. We actually tried to get both of them, but apparently... Nathan Besner is nowhere to be found.
That guy is always just gone. No,
I think he's just AWOL or something. Maybe he got... I don't know what happened to him. But anyways, if you didn't know, we have also moved the forums over to the AMV.org forums. It's no longer on RDS forums. So any requests or any topic suggestions and such, just go over to the AMV radio section on the org forum.
Yep, that's where you're going to make your song request and make any kind of, you know, guest suggestions.
Yeah, we actually got a lot of people to request tonight, but not a lot of them are online and never sent us the song, so I only have 9 of the songs that people requested. For next week, just remember, you guys, send me the song a few days beforehand. That way you'll make sure that I can actually play your song on the radio. No, it's not Dirobert. It's Dirobert. We've changed it. It's Dirobert. Lee can't see the IRC chat room because he's banned from Zerk from some reason.
I don't know. They said that my IAP was blacklisted. I was like, I don't know what's going on.
Whatever.
Good job.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, Lee, are you working on any new videos today, or have you been?
Yeah, I'm working on a few new videos. I plan to enter.
No. I'm talking something about something we might release tonight, maybe.
Oh. That was a secret.
Is it a secret? I don't. Oh, should
my
God. We can hype it up if you want to.
I don't know. I don't think people are really going to be able to handle this.
I don't think so either. If you guys have been on the org, check out my new avatar, and that'll give you a clue to what this video may be about. Yeah, I'm sure you'll enjoy that.
If you don't,
we'll kill you.
You twisted enough.
All right. For right now, I'm going to call in MJ, because he always has something to say.
Saves our show.
Yeah, he always saves our show. We don't have any topics for tonight, so we're going to have MJ talk. He's probably going to talk about the Spurs and how they won. Hopefully he's around. Yeah, he is pretty obsessed. I haven't been following the NBA Finals, so I've...
Oh, I think...
Ow!
Talk about the Spurs and how they won.
Whoa.
Ow!
I think he's got, I think he actually has Machine and, some other guys there, too.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Hey, what's up, man?
MJ is currently unavailable. He's playing Xbox, so I'm gonna fill in for him for about 5 minutes.
Who is this?
What the hell do you think it is?
I have no idea.
The guy that likes his trophies.
Trophy lover.
Wait, I got a funny story here. Give me the thing.
Wait, what are you talking about?
There's something funny. Can you hear me?
Yeah, it's kind of like messed up though. You guys have a headset or something?
Yeah. Hey, okay. Today we went to Akon because Carlos sent Desperado to the 20th. Contest.
Oh, yeah.
I want to talk about that, Carlos. Recently, you were getting some flack about pouring out your Desperado video to every con in the country.
They didn't even show it. It's not even on the list of videos played. So when I told him about it, and I told him, well, I think they disqualified you for trolling. And he threw a hissy fit.
What?
No!
Oh, God!
Oh, God!
I guess.
It was the best time ever.
You guys have to fix your mic or something. You guys
don't, don't put the mic in your mouth.
It doesn't belong there.
Hey.
I turned you guys down a little bit.
Can you hear us?
Yeah, we could hear you. It's just like, it was just breaking up like really high.
But yeah, now Carlos can't win his like 30th award for that stupid video that he made like 4 years ago. He can't collect another.
4 years ago?
Yeah.
Or a year ago.
I think he made that right after Faces of Death. I think that's how old.
Oh, okay. he just held on to it and then started submitting.
I'll let Carlos defend himself. Here you go, Carlos.
Carlos.
What's up, guys?
Do you plan on entering Masters this year?
Yes, I do.
Okay, just wondering.
Why?
Because Lee is competing too. And he wants to size up his competition.
Oh, nice.
My
match just for us, it got cut for being too long.
Good job.
Confirmation on that?
Well, I'm gonna go find out.
That's what you think happened. What really happened is it just didn't make the cut.
That one Adam Walker video was like 15 minutes long.
Man, I'm here to support you when you're gonna go win the Hentai Fest because no.
Yeah, so anyways, I think they got cut off finally. Oh, Jesus. What the hell is going on here? All right, guys. I'm sorry. We're going to have to let you go because you guys are kind of just blowing up on the mic here. All right. Hope you guys are having fun. See you guys.
Don't have too much fun.
I bet they're like doing, I don't know, some hardcore drinking over there.
I have no idea.
Come on, Lee. You're all about the hardcore drinking.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. I had to get 3 liver transplants in my lifetime.
Alright, aren't you only like 19?
Dude,
alright, well anyways, we're going to go ahead and play 3 more songs right now, and then we're going to call up Gambit for the interview. The next 3 songs we have are Smile Decay, Middle of the Night, as requested by
Aqua
Sky.
Yeah.
And second song is Boards of Canada, Dawn Chorus, as requested by BMA. And then the last song is Lunacy Crash, as requested by Zarks. And he actually mixed this song himself, so I don't know how that's going to go. He's probably have some fan service in there somehow. So here we go.
Thank you. Aw, man, I wish I could come up with a great idea for the video game Project 3.
Minecraft, the secret of power.
What?
Your power is iron
power. Yeah, sure, I get.
My fist is a divine breath. Blossom, O fallen seed, and draw upon thy hidden powers. Grant unto thee the power of the glorious Mother of Destruction!
What do you say? Video Game Project 3, bitch.
You know, Margaret, we could have sexual intercourse right now.
Yes, yes, we could.
But let's not.
Here you go,
Do you like steak?
Mm-hmm.
Do you fancy yourself a conquistador?
Si.
Then come on down to Uncharted Steaks, the restaurant for today's modern explorer. We take only the finest steaks and hide them in the restaurant. It's your job to find these steaks and claim them in the name of taste. But beware, many dangers await you on your mission.
I took a blow dart in the neck, but it was worth it for that juicy steak.
An ornery king beheaded my husband, but hey, what a steak.
My daughter was eaten by a lion. I gotta tell you, that was a great steak.
So come on down to Uncharted Steaks and claim some steak in El Nombre de Gusto.
Hey guys, what's up?
Hey guys, what's up?
Hi, okay, we're back. I'm going to be calling Gambit pretty soon here, so I hope he's ready.
Because he wasn't last time.
Yeah, because he was AWOL and didn't show up when he had to get Machine to fill in for him the last time.
Really?
Well, I mean, you know, this is the first time we're doing it for AMV radio. But I still think RDS radio has a better ring to it. But whatever.
Mutiny.
We're not going to mutiny. Okay, well, actually, speaking of which, we don't have any more, promos because...
Advertisements.
Because...
We need to send them some stuff. We need
yeah,
to play
we can't play this, the RDS radio stuff anymore. We're going to have to, we're going to need new stuff. So if you guys want to go ahead and make something...
I mean,
like,
if Zero wants to make the same commercial with A&B Radio and call me Sheesh-Nice again, that's fine.
Yeah, that's fine. but just make sure you call it A&B Radio or, like, A&B Radio as hosted by RDS or something to that effect. And we're kind of slacking on the commercials. No one wants to advertise their videos or anything, so...
Really? I mean, come on, we got, like, 55, 100-something listeners. I mean,
Yeah, where'd you get this number from, man?
I know. But for real, this is a good free advertisement for you.
Yeah, it's free advertisement, so go ahead and send us something, and we'll
really,
play it back.
Like, you got a mic, and you got, like, the Windows, like, you know, sound
just,
recorder? Come on.
Do whatever you want. Anyways, I think we're ready for Gambit now, so we're going to go ahead and give him a call. Hopefully
Gambito.
He's ready. Gambito. Right.
Dude, be kind of cool.
Okay, it is ringing.
Awesome.
Hey.
Hey, what's up, Jeff? Oh, yeah!
Yeah, I'm not bailing on you this time.
Yeah, oh sure you are, and you're probably going to cut off. You're going to be like, oh, I lost my internet.
Fuck you, Comcast.
So, how are you doing this fine night?
Oh, I'm hot and sweaty. How are you?
Hot and sweaty? Did you watch Cinderella Man yet?
And sweaty.
Because I want to see that movie.
No, not yet. I heard about it, though.
Yeah, I want to see it.
Yeah, it should be pretty good.
Okay.
All right.
So, why are you so hot and sweaty?
Because, like, my fan has been turned off, and now it's not spinning.
Oh,
wait. Don't you live in New Jersey?
Yeah, I do, and it's a hot, humid bitch.
Wait, right,
no,
New Jersey? Okay, the one question I really want to ask you before we start this is, where the hell is Nathan? Why can't you guys both do this together? What's the deal?
We want
a two-for-one deal here. We don't want just one person. We want both of you guys.
Yeah,
I mean, it's pretty obvious you can't make videos without him anyway. I mean,
oh.
Burn.
Ouch.
Ouch, dude.
That was uncalled for.
I could bail pretty badly, but Nate still kills me at that one. I don't know, he just disappeared randomly.
Oh.
Like, again.
Yeah.
Is he a serial killer that just...
He was pretty active, like, a couple years ago, wasn't he?
Well, I mean, just recently, the last time I spoke to him was in New York, and now he's back in North Carolina, which probably answers everything.
Yeah, we don't know what happens in North Carolina. I've never even been there.
No, I've been there for 2 months. I came back, and that's the end of it.
Wait, no. I have been in North Carolina. You're right. It's a scary place.
All right. Enough about Nathan. Let's talk about you, dude.
All right.
What's your
Night
deal?
Night Owl Productions. Night Owl Productions.
All right. I wanted to know... what is the relationship between you and Nathan? Are you guys lovers or something?
So, about you and Nathan?
Are you guys lovers or something? Or what's the deal there?
It's a love-hate relationship.
Mostly S&M, then?
Yeah. The love parts are good, and then, like, all the... all the hate parts are kind of violent. And let's see, there's plenty of bondage you know, kinky stuff.
Oh, all right. Good times.
And somewhere in there, a video pops out.
That's a good way of working together.
Oh, yeah, you know, it's very constructive.
Nice.
Nathan is...
Stop with the Nathan!
I'm just saying as a reference. Now, I'm saying, is he as technically inclined as you, Jeff? Because I know that you're like a Photoshop After Effects guru guy kind of person. I mean, you know. But, I mean, when you're working on video, does he do all that stuff like you? Or do you have mainly, like... Does he do all the editing, then you apply effects to it or whatever?
Yeah, never discount the power of Nate. He can do a lot of the stuff that I can do. It's just that he doesn't have the I don't know, for some reason I just seem to do it really quickly.
Oh.
And I'm also able to like relay it off to other people, so I can tell Nate exactly what to do, and he'll be able to do it. It's just that I can do it like, you know, in a minute where it takes someone half an hour or so. Yeah, why bother? So except when it comes to like, well, when it comes to the 3D stuff, he can kick my ass. But you know,
oh yeah,
like that whole playground and Playground Love. I mean, fuck that! Yeah. I couldn't even touch that with like 10-foot
DDR tracks were pretty crazy.
So yeah, did you have any input on Playground Love at all, or was that just all his?
Or did you have a separate track?
No, for separate track for what?
For DDR, wasn't that on DDR 2? I don't remember.
We both had separate tracks. Usually, we just like. Spent a minute helping each other, but
okay.
Now with Playground Love, I think my only contribution on that is like scene selection, masking, and the flower petals.
So a lot.
Well, scene selection took up most of the time, but figure mm-hmm. it. I finished everything by the time he was rendering and crashing with all the 3D. So. I think he had most of the work, but it was basically sitting and fanning his memory so that it wouldn't overheat on him.
Oh.
Nice.
All right.
Oh, yeah, it was so ghetto.
I heard something like each of those petals are generated by itself. It wasn't like...
They were... I
it's
had
a particle
them,
system.
Yeah, I had those petals created for something else, for like school-related or...
Oh, so
know,
you cheated.
Around, whatever. Well, I had them, and then I just put them into Illusion, and yeah, it just created like a steady stream, and I didn't want them looped because it would just be impossible to loop it. So I had a continuous stream going for like 3.5 minutes, mm-hmm. but the problem is I'd have to check it to make sure that there wasn't anything wrong, like petals disappearing randomly.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, 10 times, I'd be sitting there for 3.5 minutes watching these petals and, like, making sure every single one got to the edge of the screen.
Okay. Good job.
Yeah, and we don't say the P illusion word around here. It's a secret. You can't tell people.
That's the secret of elitists. You can't tell everyone about that.
It is a tool.
In fact,
of
we're probably gonna we're probably gonna remove this from the recorded broadcast.
No, just mask it. Call it Avid. Because even if they wanted to, there's no way they could get it.
All right, good idea. All right, I wanted to talk about your Azumanga video.
All
right. Now, that video made by all by yourself, right?
We're
talking about Azumanga Boogie, not the individuality one.
Yeah, I got that right. No, Azumanga Boogie was on me.
Yeah, okay. Were you on crack when you did it? Because that's what it says on the title.
I have no idea what I was on when I did it. All I know is, like, I just IM'd Ian, like, 8 times after it was done. I was just like, I think I'm going to call it this. No, I'm going to call it this. And then I just... I don't know, somewhere some girl's like crack sounded good, and I was like, I'm just gonna call it that. And he said, yeah, that sounds good. And then I don't know, at some point I was gonna have like a triple subtitle,
mm-hmm.
so it'd be like 3 or 4 names because I just didn't know what the hell to call it.
Okay.
But
nice.
I think there was probably some heroin in there, I don't know, something.
Right. But good job. So we've established that you're a druggie.
Well.
I don't know. It's fine. We'll just send them this recording later on.
No, actually, I'm sadly clean. I'm just screwed up like that, I guess.
Awesome.
Could be.
All right.
I don't know. I had to make that video somehow, right?
Okay.
Right.
So are you planning any new videos in the future? I mean, you heard about the the whole thing about Masters being the last year for this year, right?
Yeah, and now that means I have to make a Masters video.
So obviously you're making something for that.
I have to.
Last year at AWA, you made Echobond, which was a original photography made to this really crazy... I don't even know what kind of song it was. It's just like,
Boards of Canada.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, yeah.
But it's not available for download, so...
Well, it's not anime.
Yeah, yeah, there's no animated pieces in it, so they wouldn't allow me to upload it.
But it won most artistic at AWA Pro last year.
I think it was best creative.
Most creative.
Do you have that uploaded somewhere?
No, I mean, I have it sitting on my hard drive if you want it, but...
So you're
I'm
bastard.
Not willingly giving it out.
Ask anyone that had the AWA Pro DVDs, and they all have a copy of it, so...
Yeah, basically. And they probably have the best-looking version, too.
Yeah, so are you going to plan something crazy? Because, like, really, at AWA, it's not necessarily an AMV contest. It's a video art contest. So are you going to plan another original animation, original photography video, or are you going to actually use anime this time for Masters?
I was planning that. I mean, I have... a good amount of equipment from the last time I was making videos, so it's possible that I could do, like, you know, some kind of live action thing or whatever, but it's not, I mean, there's nothing solid. As far as I know, I'm going to come into AWA with a 30-second, you know, mini disc and hand it off and say that's the video. It'll be like a white cursor on screen, and that's probably it for, like, the whole thing. And it's genius, I'm telling you.
Genius.
Yeah, everybody's going after that green jacket this year. This year is the last year for AWA Masters contest, which takes place. It took place what, the last 5 years, 6 years, something like that. I don't think they had
6 years, I think.
Yeah, and so basically, it's most people. The reason that this is the last year is that there's been a lot of decline in interest. There's been some controversy over the actual contest itself. There's only one winner for Masters. There's no best category of winners. It's, let's say 30 people submit a video, the judges, they pick one video that is the overall best video out of the entire bunch, and they are the AMV master of this year. So
I'm just going to come in with my own coat.
You're going to green coat? What are you talking about?
Mine's not green. Mine's going to be, like, gray.
Yeah, you
say...
have, like, five of those. You're trendy bad.
Blah.
Painfully stiff.
So, last year, the winner was Fluxy, and then after that, before that was Vic Bond and Shane, and there's been a couple of winners, but I mean...
And Shane.
Yeah, but having the title of Masters is probably the highest honor of AMV contest winning, I guess you could have.
Nope, yeah. That's a lie.
No, I think Multi-Editor Project 4 is probably the best thing right now.
Oh, we're definitely winning that one already. Oh, yeah, speaking of which, ROS2, it's getting done, I promise. It'll be done.
No.
One of these days.
Oh, so yeah.
The procrastinator.
Yeah.
Says the one who dropped his own track.
Shut up.
Even though he's the leader of ROS2.
Hey, I do the administrative work. I do all the bitching at people. Oh, well. All right. So are you gonna come to AWA this year, right?
Oh, definitely.
You need a room? You need a room? Huh?
No, I usually get that covered.
Oh, okay.
Who knows? I might switch at the last second. I'll give you a call.
I'm actually not gonna get a hotel room this year. I live like 4 miles.
Dude, how are you gonna have enough room? I'm staying with you, and so is Grace already. What the hell's gonna go on there?
It's gonna be an orgy, man. It's gonna be a
what the hell?
Okay, maybe I'll find my own room.
It's fine. No, trust me.
We'll just
get the five girls that go to my school, and we'll bring them.
Well, if you're into S&M, Grace will bring her whip, so.
Okay.
Unless Lee already has them in stock. Anyways. So let's go back in time here.
Well, way back.
Yeah, way back. So when you were born, no, I'm just kidding.
All 50
Young
years
Jeff
ago?
Jeff grew up in a small two-bedroom style.
No.
We can do like an AMV biography, you know.
What?
Behind the AMVs?
Behind the AMVs. AMV Actor Studio.
Oh, God, no. The last thing I want to tell people is like what I want God to tell me as I arrive at the pearly gates or whatever that is.
Yeah.
I don't even know what it is going to be. I have no idea.
I got an idea. How about we take some callers? Let's see if anybody has some questions for our famous Jeff Feller here.
Yeah. Callers! Yeah! Sorry.
remember, guys, I posted on the forums that I asked that you please make your Skype username the same as your IRC username so that when we call you, it makes it like that much easier. We have to be like, hey, what's your Skype username? And you're like, oh, it's totally different than what my IRC username is. And it's all confusion. We don't know who you are.
Honestly. Yeah, like me.
Yeah, right. Like you.
Well, no one wants to talk to you, man. Ouch.
All right. All right, here's what you're going to do. You're going to call up P-Wolf right now.
I'm going to call up P-Wolf. Yes. Because P-Wolf always has something to say.
He does. If not, we're going to make him say something.
Well, maybe he can just advertise for this new video we released later tonight.
Yeah.
It'll be awesome.
Yeah, that'll be sweet.
Yep. Yeah, too bad. We could Shane to call up, but he's driving to you, actually, to New Jersey.
Yeah, what's the deal with all these people driving towards New Jersey?
Is there anything fun in New Jersey?
Is something going on there?
I don't know. You know, they're going to come here, and then they're not going to leave. And that scares me. Always happens.
Well, we're gonna call up MJ again.
No.
They said they got their mic fixed, so I'm going to trust them. Hi.
Hello?
Hey, what's up?
What's up?
Hey, well, this is bad martial arts, so MJ's still on the Xbox, but I can hand the mic to him really quickly if you want to talk to him.
No, you talk to him.
No, I talk to him.
Oh, you know what they're saying?
MJ doesn't want to talk to you because you dissed him. You offended the family, and you know, now you're going to have to sleep with the fishes.
Ow! Okay. Hey, it's getting loud again.
Is Chops there?
Yeah, he's here. You want to talk to him?
Yeah, let's call Chops.
Awesome.
Tell him that RDS greater than APO.
Size, definitely.
Greater than...
Hey,
guys, okay.
Mind Warp, that's it. Mind Warp Entertainment.
I don't know what's going on. I'm lost again.
Guys, we're going to cut off because you guys are just awful.
Alright. Alright, see ya, guys. Actually, Trifle has something to say, so I'm going to give him a call.
Let's call Mr. Yip.
See ya, guys. Alright, here comes Mr. Trifle, David Yip, who was our interviewee for last week. What? Well, that's fine.
Hey, okay. Jeff, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Trifle?
How's it going?
What's the deal? You got a question for Jeff?
Yeah, actually, I do. I just wanted you to just talk a little bit about your involvement with the Dance Hands projects, because...
The what?
One thing I want to know is, what the hell were you thinking with all of the trippy stuff?
Okay, exactly. Which trippiness are you talking about?
All of it combined? How about the Akira track? I mean, what the hell is up with that?
Oh, that is a genius creation of Ian. You know, when it comes to something that's screwed up in concept, Ian is something to, you know, pull it out of his ass in 2 seconds.
Oh, yeah, certainly.
So, you know, when he kind of just popped up the first idea that we were going to re-Nightmare Akira. It was just like, well, that could be interesting. Because, you know, originally we had, like, all these ideas that would take about 60 years to come up with and fully realize. Aim the Idol. Which would have been perfect. It would have been so awesome.
Yeah,
what? Aim the Idol? What is this?
What was Aim the Idol? It was going to be like...
It was like... American Idol or something like that?
It was something like American Idol with AIM.
That's what he told me, but I can't remember.
But you know, David, I don't see how you have any room to talk. I mean, did you see your DDR3 track? I mean, what was
my DDR tracks suck. That's all I can say.
I mean, you actually collaborated with DW Chank. I mean, come on.
Ouch.
That's what I said. Mine suck.
Ouch.
Oh, dude.
Burn.
Good thing he's not listening tonight.
He never listens. He's always sorry.
He's a bastard.
Sorry, I've got to do things.
Let's just turn this in an entire... Let's just complain about Chang the whole night.
Yeah. Bash Chang Radio.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for calling in, Trethel.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, thanks, David.
See ya.
Broken Arrow is
You're gay, dude. All right, well,
desperation. This is desperation.
No, actually, I have a lot of songs to play,
right,
so
dude.
I'm going to get to those. All right, I'm going to play two songs here, and then we're going to come back to the interview. The first song we got is Oasis Wonderfall, as requested by Panda Kronos, which I doubt is listening tonight. And second song is High and Mighty Color, Pride, as requested by, I think that's Zero, that requested that one. So, here we go.
Hey, also, be thinking of questions.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads we have to walk are winding, and all the lights that lead us there.
Wow, this is such a great song! Let me just check the org to see if anyone's made any videos to it yet.
You bastard.
RDS Radio, home of some of the greatest creators ever. Well, how about Goo Goo Dolls?
You bastard.
Hey, hi. Hi, guys, what's up?
Thanks for
tuning in. AMB Radio. Yeah, sorry about that. I forgot. I put in an RDS ad there. I didn't know. I forgot.
We've forgotten who we are.
It's going to take us a lot to switch over.
Yeah, it's fine. It doesn't matter, because basically...
15 shows.
Oh, yeah, for those of you wondering about the... for those of you wondering about their previous recorded broadcasts, we will have them up sometime next week. We're cutting out all the songs from them so we can cut down on the file sizes, and they will be available on the org to be downloaded, as well as this one. And that should be ready sometime next week. I'm not sure when. Anyways, did you have something to say, Gambit? Something about...
Yeah. This is regarding Trithel's question on DDR. There was video that I have. It was from the 80s. It was from this guy in Edison, New Jersey. It's about, like, I don't know, a couple miles away from me. He did this stuff with a video synthesizer that I had on VHS. He did this, like, really crappy new age music as well. So he did his own music and his own videos. And it's, like, him shooting a camera on a TV screen and then putting a synthesizer on it so it looked, like, all trippy. And basically what I did is I just ripped the footage from VHS into DV and then put some After Effects craziness on it and then threw in some arrows and Avid and
yes,
popped out that crazy background that you see like for a good 5 minutes at the end. So I was going to show that unedited piece of video synth stuff at the panel at AWA, but we didn't have the time, and we even had the VHS thing set up and we didn't have time for it.
Okay.
But, yeah, that's the answer to that one.
Okay.
Like the what that whole trippiness thing is.
All right, good job.
Yeah, you know.
And we were talking about off air how you haven't really made any new videos in a while. did you just kind of come up with it? You mentioned something about you just came up with an idea right now, actually.
Well, it was like sometime tonight. There was there's a band called Hot Hot Heat. They have this song. Yeah, their new album is like really kick ass, and they have this song Running Out of Time, and I'm just like, I was like, cool, you know, what are these lyrics, whatever, and I go look at them, and there's every single verse is perfect towards one character in FLCL. So, hell, let's see if I can finish a video by the time AWA arrives.
Awesome, you can switch to pro again.
Yeah, that's a challenge. I'll see if I can get into pro.
I'm going to have a challenge making a pro in a master's video, too.
Okay, cool. Oh, and people are telling me about the volume thing. Yeah, we've always had this volume differences. But starting, I believe, in 2 weeks, I will be home, and I will have access to two computers and connection.
You can just let me do it, you bastard.
Or I can let you do it, but you don't have the splitters and all this stuff. Do you have it?
Yeah, I do. I bought them long back.
Then why didn't you use it?
Because you're a bastard.
What are you talking about? Well, I mean, anyways, but basically, the volume level should be normalized by then. But for now, that's just how it has been for the longest time, so we're kind of used to it. So, for all you new listeners, sorry for that.
Yeah,
we kind of just took it for granted.
Yeah, at least you know now you have new listeners.
That's true.
We have a few new listeners mainly because the new chat room is the AMV. I guess we're just going to be doing it there from now on. I mean, yeah, that way, I mean, that generates more people, especially those who are just in IRC lurking around, like, hey, what are these people talking about? And yes, we're going to be on playing it there.
Yeah, kick ass.
Yeah, good job. So, all right, Gambit.
Yes.
Why?
Did anyone think of any questions while we were over the break?
No, obviously not. No one wants to talk to Gambit.
No, of course not. What's going on?
Actually, I hadn't talked to Gambit until a few weeks ago.
Because my mic crapped out.
Yeah, what the hell's wrong with you?
I don't know. That gigantic studio mic, I don't know. Like, something went... I don't know. It could be the ports or something. If I had plugged it in right now, it'd just be like lines of static.
Jay has one of those gigantic studio mics.
No, that's not a gigantic studio. That's just a regular microphone, dude.
No, it's big, though. It's like something you would see a singer using on stage.
Well, it's a regular microphone.
That's not a regular
computer. Yes, it is. No, it's not a computer microphone, but it's a regular microphone.
Okay, whatever.
Whatever. Okay, let's not talk about this.
I think Trithel's questions.
What?
Again?
Again?
Are we desperate enough to call him back?
I guess so. No one wants to talk to you, Gambit. I'm sorry, dude.
No one has any good questions. They're all losers.
What? All losers. It's fine.
I promised the Nate. I didn't bring the Nate. This
this is what you did. This,
I don't think anyone knows who Nate is anyway, so it wouldn't matter.
What are you talking about, dude? Everyone knows Nate.
He's not around anymore, man.
Yeah, but you guys made such great videos together. Okay, all right, fine.
It's history, what do you think, young boy? It's history.
What do you think is your best video, even with Nate or just by yourself?
Like absolute favorite out of everything.
Yeah.
Okay, that's like supremely tough.
Yes, supremely tough is good. All
right, let's make it easier. Am I collaborating with someone or am I not?
It doesn't matter, dude. What do you think is the
just,
most...
Just which video did you complete? Like, man, that was a good video.
That was
all right, it's probably going to be the second one I ever did then. In,
Numb?
I think it was like end of summer 2001. I did Numb.
Mm-hmm. That was a great video.
Yeah, Pink Floyd's Comfortably Numb to End of Ava.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was complete emotional drainage in an AMV.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And definitely, you know, big ups to Nate for finishing the thing. Because I couldn't edit action for crap, and so I was just like, Nate, please help me.
So, Nate, help me.
I was like, please, I need action. And this is after he finished his FLCL video.
Mm-hmm.
But Kiss is Still a Kiss. It had Real Big Fish in the background,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which was all action. I was like, dude, if I could get him to work with me, that'd be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And he just so happened to ask me if he wanted, if I wanted his help. And I'm like, duh. So, yeah, that's definitely my favorite one. I've been wanting to remaster it ever since because I've always felt that it was, like, the most finished piece of anything.
Right.
Why don't you do it now?
I tried.
Now. Open up Premiere. Go.
I tried multiple times. I'm telling you.
But you have the renewal discs now, don't you?
What's that?
You have the renewal discs already?
Yeah, I have the entire set now. I just got it.
Then why don't you do it? What are you waiting for, man?
Because I work retail.
Oh. All right. I wanted to ask you about how you got started in the AMV thing. A lot of people, I think, was it Joe Crossdale thought that you guys, like, didn't even just came out of nowhere. And then when they found out that you had actually been editing beforehand, they kind of lost a little bit of, you know, the surprise there.
What's that?
I heard from... I'm not sure where I got this from, but how long had you been editing before you started with AMVs?
Probably, they were shit, I'll tell you that much. Oh my god, they were so terrible. I think only about a year, and that was seriously like Premiere, just Premiere, I think it was like 5 maybe,
mm-hmm.
And it was like the stock footage disc, so it had like all the light reflections on glass and whatever, set to Pink Floyd music, and then crappy 3D animations I did in Bryce 3D.
Good job.
It was so shitty. Oh my god, that is blackmail. I don't even know where those files are. If someone has them, I'm so going down. They were terrible. It was like a donut going across a desert to, like, you know, one track from the wall.
Right.
It was so bad.
Right.
this is all in high school, so, like, you know, I didn't have any of the stuff at home.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, I only did, like, an hour and a half on it.
Well, let me ask, how old are you?
I'm 23.
You're 20. Oh, you're not that much older than me. Bastard. Mm. So does it mean that you're going to be quitting AMV soon? Because apparently, I think 24 or 25 is the cutoff.
Is that it?
That's what I heard. That's when you're, like, ancient.
That's what Kevin Caldwell said. 25 is the age in which you stop AMVs.
Oh, okay. So, all right.
I still got 2 more years.
You still got 2 more years. Are you gonna make an opus before you leave then, or are you just gonna remake Numb?
Well, that's the thing. I already made one, so it's just like if I go ahead and do another one, like like you thought Numb was bad at 7 minutes. I had an idea for an 11-minute video. And it was funny because I thought it would be an excellent progression from 3 minutes to 7 minutes to 11 minutes and, you know, just generally wear out the audience every time I make a video.
So are you making this idea. Are you making this 11-minute video for Masters then?
Hell no. There is no way that video is getting made.
Why not?
because I do not want to get the razors and cut out pages of my Berserk manga like I was planning to do.
Oh, God. Well, you could split up the song into two halves. And
that I was actually thinking about. It was like, if this was actually going to get done, I'd have to split it in half.
You could just do what Beowulf did.
What do you do?
Actually, he hasn't even released that yet, has he? Ouch.
This has been edited. You heard nothing.
That was uncalled for, dude. and still no one wants to talk to you. I'm sorry, man. They just hate you, dude. I don't know.
Maybe I'm just answering everything.
What? Maybe. Maybe they're just in awe of listening to your voice.
All right. Your videos aside, and of course you aside, what are some of your personal favorite videos / editors on the org?
Oh, man, they're all old people. well, okay, not all of them. I think Tom the Fish is probably the newest one.
Mm-hmm. But he hasn't made anything. Or he does, but he only sits at conventions now, right?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, okay.
But, like, he saved Animazement for Nate and I when we were running it. We're running the AMV contest anyway. Like, he definitely saved the con, along with Alan, who sent in Dojin Addiction. That was awesome. But, yeah, I've always given him high praise for that one. And let's see. Dwayne Johnson's Particle Man is a great video.
Yeah.
And there was this guy called Fly By Night Design.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Yeah, he did this video called Spider. Uh-huh. Or no, Spida. It was to Spider from They Might Be Giants.
Yeah.
And I haven't heard of that one.
I think it's like a minute and 15 seconds, but it's just absolutely freaking hysterical. Mm-hmm. And probably only because the song's funny. I don't even remember if the video's funny or not, but the song was just awesome.
Okay.
So I'm always, like, song-driven.
Oh, so that's how you... Is that how you edit, then? Song?
Oh, basically. Like, I just kind of have to scroll through the, you know, MP3 collection of mine and find something.
Okay. That's how I edit, too. If I don't get into the song, I can't do it.
Definitely.
Just like this new video that I'm going to release tonight.
Was that a lead-in?
No.
Dude,
shut up.
You have to watch this. It's going to be... it might make you just totally...
Die.
Bells in your pants.
Ooh, sweet. I've been looking to lose my bowels.
Make sure you have plenty to eat before you do before you watch it.
Right,
it's going to be pretty late tonight before I release it, so stay up. I'm pretty sure a lot of people
not
will
that
be
late. Not like another hour or two or something.
Actually, I'm going to be leaving after the show, so...
Wait, where are you going?
I have to drive Grace back to her house.
Right.
Hey, sorry!
Grace, you cause nothing but problems.
That's horrible.
Me, I am not your emotional support anymore.
You're fired, dude. That was uncalled for.
Maybe I said something nice.
And Trithel, no, you're wrong. It is not Euphoria 2, but some may call it Project Genius 2.
Oh.
But I'm not sure what we're going to call it yet. And you said, yes, you heard a we. It's not just my video. Unlike Typically Lost Something Forever, where I got all the credit for some reason.
Yeah, really, that was my video.
Yeah, that was Lee's video. What's the deal? All right.
We kind of cut our radio broadcast short these from now on because we can't be taking up too much of the York space and bandwidth and stuff. So we're going to play a couple songs now. And
yeah, we're going to play the last two songs of the night. And then
come back and close up.
Yeah. Okay, the last two songs. Okay, who the hell sent me this song? DJ Assault.
Oh, God.
Ass and Titties. Who the hell sent me that one?
That was Jeff.
Oh, God. Thanks a lot, Jeff.
Dude, I have the funniest story with that song, too.
And then last... What the...
We'll talk about it after.
And, hold on. What's this? I can't see the last name of this song. This last song, and the last song is Charlie and His Orchestra United Airman. As requested by some person that I don't know who sent me this. A lot of people sent me, like, I don't know where the hell it came from. Oh, that was Odohiko. That's, I got it from Odohiko. All right, so here we go.
Nice.
Ass and titties, ass and titties, ass, ass, titties, titties, ass and titties. Ass, titties, ass and titties. Big booty bitches that's wearing guests. Come on, ho, let's come to the easy rest. When I see ass, titties, ass and titties. Ass, titties, ass and titties. Big booty bitches that's wearing guests. Come on, ho, let's come to the easy rest. When I see ass, titties, ass and titties. Ass and titties. If you a light skinned bitch that think you is shit, I could buy you hoe. Cause bitch, I'm rich. I see broke assholes, broke assholes, broke assholes, broke assholes. If you a light skinned bitch that think you is shit, I could buy you hoe. Cause bitch, I'm rich. I see broke assholes. Keep shaking that shit. Let's see how good you shake it on top of my dick. And you'll say,
I thought I'm coming.
If you a freaky dancing hoe, keep shaking that shit. Let's see how good you shake it on top of my dick. And you'll say,
I thought I'm coming.
Hey honey, I'm reading about this new terror cell in the paper. The Jihad Apocalypse. They're claiming they're gonna wipe out all of humanity.
Well, that's not good, dear. We better make a capsule to save all of our AMVs for future generations of survivors.
Whoa, it looks like they're already here.
Allah Jihad!
Twelfth Illusion Studio. Because when the world ends, AMVs might be all that remain of modern culture.
Bumming, oh, let's go bumming, like United Nations airmen do. In the night when peaceful citizens are sleeping, far from any AA gunfire we are keeping. Let's go shelling where they're dwelling. Let's shell churches, women, children too. Let us go to it, let's do it, let's bomb neutrals too. Let's go bombing, it's becoming quite the thing to do. Dwelling. Let's shell churches, women, children too. Let us go to it, oh, let's do it. Let's bomb neutrals too. Let's go bombing, it's becoming quite the thing to do.
Yeah, it was. It was a great set, man. Because, you know, we're back.
Gah! I hate you.
Sweet.
Sorry, I had to cut you guys off. They were talking about Magic. And
dude, it's a good card game.
And how I've stopped.
No, they still play. And they're
in ninth grade.
They're trying to recruit people to play with them tonight.
Not me.
Put in the link, dude.
5 years ago or whatever, I bought that MTG Online Encyclopedia game or whatever, and apparently now there's, like, programs out that can, like, use the database of the cards or whatever, and you can play, like, online. So I was like, hey, play with any card I want for free, why not?
All right.
It's something that I was like, oh, I'll try again.
Okay. Well, I think we're done for the night.
Wait,
Jeff has a story he wants to share about the song that we played. Go ahead.
Yeah, good old ass and titties. that song, I have Trillion, and so I edited the sounds for my IM, and whenever someone sends me an IM, it goes ass. And whenever I send an IM, it goes titties. I will have lengthy conversations with people, and it's just ass and titties the entire time.
Good job.
That is great.
I highly, highly recommend it. It's awesome.
So at least you get your daily dose every time you go on AIM. Good job.
Yes, it works nicely.
All right. Well, thanks again for being our interviewer for the night, Mr. Jeff Gambit Heller.
Woot.
Yeah, sorry we have no callers.
Yeah, I guess they hated you. And thanks to everyone for listening in for the first AMV Radio, and I encourage everyone to send in promotions, advertisements.
Go to the forum.
Request it on the forums. Just make sure it's written down somewhere so I can figure out who sent what and who did what. All right, thanks again. All right, see you guys. See you guys next week.
Later.
Yay. Woo.